Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. Shane Foss is the founder and CEO of Hooray Health, a limited benefit medical plan provider, and now finally a guest on Money Savage Maximize. Welcome, Shane.
Hey, thanks, George. Really excited to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on, and it is time to go. Shane, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
All right, well, been married 25 years and have two wonderful kids. And so I grew up in northern Minnesota. I'm now in beautiful Dallas. So it's been quite a run. I ended up in Texas via the military. So it was what you call a scrub tech in the Air Force, and assisted surgeons during surgery and fell in love with the healthcare space. And now I'm here. I started Hooray Health a few years ago and really trying to solve a problem that is really rampant over the United States, which is an uninsured population of people that are hourly and part-time right now. So that's me in a nutshell.
Nice. Appreciate that. So Shane, I grew up in Duluth, Minnesota. Where are you from?
Cloquet.
Cloquet. All
right. Yeah, man. Right. As a matter of fact, we're planning our summer trip up to Duluth right now.
Okay, perfect, man. Well, we can talk a little bit more about that offline. Nice. Oh, well, we can also do the handshake. Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
So perfect. So that was really one of the key things that I wanted to talk about from a level setting standpoint is what the problem really is that you are working to address and how that really manifests. So you said this uninsured population of people. Let's dig into that a little bit more.
Well, so let's look at since Obamacare or the ACA. If you look every year, healthcare costs have gone up, 20 to 30%. Everything else in the United States is, going down. Health insurance costs continue to go up and incomes actually are staying flat, right? So how does a family or an individual afford health insurance if they're it's not an employer-sponsored program where they're contributing, 50 to 75%? And the answer is they can't. And so what I've done is to address this issue, which is really people not having insurance or having access to affordable health benefits, we looked at really, if I'm under the age of 45, I'm going to go to the doctor on average 1.9 times a year. I'm going to go get my wellness exam and, I'm sick and I'll go see a provider. Well, the problem is there's not an affordable way just to get access to basic healthcare. And so we created this very affordable, we are not an ACA qualified plan. We are not major medical. What it is we have, I built a national network of retail clinics and urgent care. So that's CVS MinuteClinics, Walmart clinics, Ready clinics. And then we have, major names, Concentra, NextCare in our urgent care network. And we're in 46 states. And we created a program where it's a fixed price. It's a $25 prepay where you pay your $25. And then any service rendered under that roof is covered, believe it or not, for that $25. And then, of course, we pay on the backside. We're underwritten insurance. We are a fully insured product. But we took something that was very simple and provided a lot of back-end support to make it really easy for the end user and give them access to affordable healthcare. And so, it's a huge issue because 1 in 5 Americans are sent to collections every year for an unpaid medical bill, less than $600. I mean, that's 20% of the population. Wow. And that's every year, by the way. So with us, there's no balance bill. And so it's a very, real simple, you know, low cost. I mean, our plan started about $80 a month and can even go lower depending on the size of the employer.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that right there. All right. So we have this massive population of people who are not covered. And so therefore, when they get in trouble, which it sounds like 20% of us each year have some kind of a medical event where we require care, and then it's too expensive for us to pay, so we get sent to collections and bad things happen.
Yep.
And so you identified that and you said, okay, this is I don't want to use hyperbole, but this is an unacceptable situation. What can we be doing? And you went out and you said there's all these minute care, urgent care clinics out there. Let's reach out to see if they wouldn't be interested in helping to solve this problem. And so you negotiated with them that you have a monthly premium, for lack of a better term, which gets paid, maybe it's around $80. And then every time they need care, it's $25 when they actually go in.
Yep. And then we have $0 cost telemedicine. So think of what's going on today in the market with COVID-19. So, you know, there's our largest employers in the nation. CEOs were in the hot seat. Why? Because their part-timers were complaining that they're the front row, right? So they are the front line, I should say. They're the ones, the face of the business. They're interacting with the clients every day. And oh, by the way, they're the ones that have to be there to, you know, run the groceries through or restock the shelves. Well, guess what? They're at risk and they don't even have access to telemedicine today. And so now we have this philosophical issue of, hey, how do we take care of our people? And so, you know, we've got a very low cost solution to take care of your employees very easily. And a lot of times the employer doesn't even have to contribute. We can do it where they don't contribute anything. But we have the price so low because, you know, and the employee can, you know, for an hour of salary per week, right? They can pay for the premium, and it's very inexpensive. And again, it's just getting them access to where they can go call a doctor at $0 cost, right? Or they can go see a provider for $25 and don't have to worry about that balance bill. It's short-term financial stability is really what we offer in this situation.
Short-term financial stability. Nice. Okay. And so what's the flip side of the coin? What do people who are against something like this, what do they point to and say that are the flaws to your model?
Yeah. So really what happens is you've got adverse selection, which is really the argument. But the reality, so what adverse selection is that they would choose my plan for $80 versus a major medical product, right? So that's kind of the argument, is that you're pulling healthier people out of the pool of, and so you only have sick people in this major medical. Well, the challenge with that argument is that these people don't have insurance. As a matter of fact, all of our material, we compete against not having insurance, and we would love if everybody had major medical. If we went out of business that way, no problem, right? We have no issues with that. But the reality is, you look at Texas, for instance, where we live today, best example. We have the highest uninsured population in the United States, and we're over 20% right now. So 20%, that's basically the city of Houston is uninsured in the state of Texas. And so what are we doing for that population? You know, it's when you talk to a manager that has part-time or uninsured population, right, the part-time or hourly, it's always the same conversation. They come in, they're sick, they have a fever, you know, they're getting everybody else sick. So they say, hey, look, you can't get the rest of us sick, or you can't, you know, if I'm in a massage, if I'm in a spa, I can't get you getting our client sick, right? So you need to go home, go see a doctor. Well, I can't afford to go see a doctor. And so the challenge is, it's this vicious circle, right? So you've got people that can't miss their paycheck. So they go, you know, then they get sent home, and then they're home sick for 3 or 4 days when they could have been, back to work 2 days ago because they just needed some, rest and maybe some Tamiflu or something like that to where they can get the where their contagiousy, there we go, down. So I mean, it's just it's the same story over and over.
Yeah, it's like a chicken and the egg kind of a thing, right? Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Is it a matter of that people just aren't aware of this option, so that's why they don't take advantage of it?
Yeah, so we're still new to the market. I mean, we have national employers that are rolling us out or have rolled us out, and we're doing really well there. I think what's happened with COVID is it's really shed light on the fact that this part-time or contingent or hourly workforce that does not have access to healthcare today, needs to get it. So I think, we're really in the front lines now. I think we're talking to a lot of employers, large employers that are looking at opportunities to offer a low cost option for them to at least have access to basic healthcare needs. Getting the word out is always the hardest part, right? It's always, because when we talk to employers, they're like, "Hey, where have you been? I've never heard of you before," right? Right. And so it just takes time.
That's what we're doing here today, Shane.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. So, getting the word out.
Yeah. So if we walk through a practical example, we're having this conversation on May the 18th. If somebody does think that they have symptoms of COVID, how would it work under your plan?
Well, if they have symptoms, first thing they would do is on our mobile app, they would press the telemedicine button and call telemedicine and talk to a telemedicine provider. And then what the telemedicine provider would do is they would assess whether or not they needed to go see a physician. So if you have comorbidities in the sense that you have asthma or you're struggling breathing or there's other some more severe symptoms that you're going through, they would send you to the emergency room to go in and then possibly get in checked in. But the reality is it's 99% of people would call the telemedicine provider and they'd say, stay home, rest, and they may prescribe you one of the two drugs that they're saying has some effect on it right now, and just rest and stay home and for the next 14 days.
Got it. And perhaps that's a little bit of a tricky example because there's a lot of unknowns about it. But sure. What if I just have something? Maybe I have I think I have an ear infection. How would that scenario work?
Sure. So. Real easy. So you could either an ear infection is a pretty simple diagnosis. You can use telemedicine at $0 cost, or you could just open up the mobile app and find one of our locations, click the location, make sure that they're open, and then go to the location, present your ID card, your Hooray Health ID card. They'd accept $25 prepay, and then you go in, see the provider. They'd look in with the otoscope, look in your ear, and see that you had an infection. They'd probably prescribe you azithromycin, and then you'd take the mobile app and you'd look up azithromycin on the mobile app, and it'd show you where to go to get the lowest price cost, usually about $8 to $9, and then you would have the physician call it in on that number that's there, and then you would present that to the pharmacist when you went to pick it up, pay your $9, and you're good to go.
Got it. And what's a typical then flip side of that coin if I don't have anything and I just walk into an urgent care or something like that to get treated? Do you have a sense of what the cost would have been?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be anywhere from $350 to $550.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. It's what they call bill charges. And so whenever you go see a physician, it doesn't matter whether it's a hospital, a primary care, urgent care, retail clinic. What they do is they have bill charges, which is inflated numbers. So if you're not somebody that's willing to call up and negotiate, the issue is you're going to be expected, and they'll send you to collections for that bill. That $350, that's what you're going to be held accountable for.
Got it. Yeah. So, okay. So when we're reading about, when I'm reading about the state of California suing Uber and trying to classify their employees as or rather their people as employees versus independent contractors. Is this a solution that you would probably love to have Uber use?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we'd be a great fit for that population. The challenge is how they're classifying them as a 1099 or an independent contractor. Well, there's a lot of taxation IRS rules around independent contractors. Now, our plan, we can actually offer through an employer for independent contractors 1099, but Uber would not do that because that would, that'd be one more argument for the state of California and the state of New York to, justify calling them employees.
Got it.
So kind of unintended consequences, if you would.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So for, I'm thinking about, are there certain employer groups that are just perfect for what, for this? Is it restaurants, service industry like that?
Absolutely. So restaurant groups, retail, large retail, smaller retail, hospitality, so hotels. A lot of people don't realize that, the people in the background are hourly and, cleaning the hotel rooms and, probably don't have healthcare coverage. You're looking at some manufacturing, you look at delivery services, you look at trucking, stuff like that. Yeah. So any place where you have a large population of either part-time or just hourly population that, you may have, 50 people in a corporate office, and then they have, 10,000 outside that are, part-time or hourly.
Got it. Nice. Well, Shane, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So take care of your people. That's my tip. Take care of your people. Give them access to basic healthcare needs. Make sure that you're meeting that short-term financial goal for your people. There's so many employers that don't take in the whole picture and, look at those solutions. Those are, they're the people that can make a positive or negative experience for your customers. They're the ones that show up every day, and they're the ones that make you money. So make sure that you're taking care of them.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on.
Come on.
Shane, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can they figure out if this is a good fit for their people?
Yeah, so www.hooray healthcare.com. You can learn all about us, and then you can request information via the website.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Shane your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to hooray healthcare.com. Check out all the great resources and learn more about the offering. I'll list all that in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Shane.
Hey, thanks, George. Really appreciate the time.
And until next time, keep up the good fight, because we are all in this together.